It's Catherine Fabrizio with Daughters Rising and Help for the Good Daughter Suffering from the Good Daughter Syndrome. Are you an ungrateful brat or a long-suffering victim of your narcissistic or difficult mother? Do daughters revel in their anger towards their difficult mothers? Blame mom, rail against mom. If it's not one thing, it's your mother, right? Although it might look this way on the surface, in my 30 years as a psychotherapist, I find quite the opposite to be true. Most daughters want to feel love from and towards their mothers, especially daughters of narcissistic mothers. You work so hard for mom to be happy with you. Then you spiral down into feelings of resentment and anger. You feel like you're never good enough. My guess is you don't want to feel angry and resentful. To feel this angry hurts your heart. It's hard to sustain. It wears you down. So many of us keep trying to be good for mom in hopes that she will approve of us and will finally get the love we need. We think this is key because there's a part of us that holds out that mother love is a guarantee, a right, a law of the universe somehow. We cling to it. We insist it's true. What is true is that we're neurologically programmed to make it work. No matter who your mother is or was, you will twist yourself into a pretzel to create some sort of attachment. Particularly when the daughter is a mother herself, she needs to feel that mothers are special people, that they are infused with superpowers. Sometimes a daughter who's in the thick of mothering needs desperately to believe her mother was better than she was. But the truth is, mothers are only people. People who've had disappointments of their own. Many times, they are people who've lost touch with what's best about them. Some are cruel, deeply flawed, and pass down unspeakable harm. Some are slightly difficult, never take ownership of their flaws, or let you down in ways that are just hard to get over. You might ask yourself, am I doomed? I would argue, no, you are not doomed. However, if you are like so many I've counseled, I'll say there are two sand traps you might have fallen into. As daughters of narcissistic or difficult mothers, trapped in the role of a good daughter, we might feel we only have two choices. Force ourselves to be grateful for what you got from mom, or stand angry, accusatory, and feel forever broken. Neither stance is helpful, and here is why. This keeps you stuck in either denial or anger. Okay, here's how this looks. Deny that mom is hurting you and force yourself to focus on the positive. Well, she is your mother after all. By making her right when she's hurting you and making you wrong, you protect mom at your expense. The problems with this are twofold. A, the feelings are repressed, but don't go away. The dysfunction continues. You don't get really closer to mom. You only get more enmeshed. B, what you don't pass back, you pass on acting in ways towards your daughter that hurt her while you don't see it. That's just what a mother does, right? Okay, number two, if you're stuck in anger, you're stuck in gathering up evidence of your mother's wrongdoing so that you'll feel right by making her wrong. You blame all of your life's problems on her and never move past the feeling of being a victim. You actually need for her to be wrong in order for you to feel that you're right. You can't work through the feelings if you deny them or remain a victim of them. So what can you do? There is a third way. This is the conscious way. Your grief and disappointment around what you didn't get from mom can serve as a portal to an expanded consciousness. If you let it move through you, that is, face the feelings and integrate them, the feelings brought into the conscious, up to the conscious level, can open and tenderize your heart. Then and only then can the power of negative feelings fade away, and you can start living your life for yourself. By opening to and learning from what wounded you, you can transform, and it can make you more aware, more compassionate, a better mother. You definitely are not doomed. In fact, you can empower yourself by making conscious decisions about what to do with this grief you didn't choose to feel. Although this may seem at first counterintuitive, there is a way in which you can turn the feeling of being a victim of your difficult mother into conscious awareness that makes you a more compassionate person and a much better mother. In some ways, the daughter of normal mothers could never understand. You tap into the vulnerability that makes us all connected and the kindness that heals us all. All of your relationships have the potential to become more real. When you're real, this gives your daughter permission to be real. As you work to become aware of the ways you've been harmed, set healthy boundaries, and heal your heart, you elevate your consciousness. You move through the stuck feelings and develop in yourself powers you never knew were there. You're only a victim or a doormat if you choose to stay one. And no, you're not just bitching about mom. You're growing in awareness. As a conscious daughter, you didn't choose this hurt, but you can choose to transform and heal so much about your life. This is how we rise.